Hi, my name's Alex Duncan. I'm the creator of Hovering and the voice of Kyle. Hovering has joined the Apollo Plus podcast platform. If you subscribe to Apollo Plus, you'll get access to new additional content, extra mini scenes we're recording, and also behind the scenes interviews with the cast and creatives that came together to make Hovering. So you can support us by joining Apollo Plus through the Apollo Podcasts app or by going to apollopods.com. Hovering was created and recorded on the unceded lands of the Boonwurrung and Wurundjeri peoples of the Kulin Nation, people who have a proud and incredible history of storytelling stretching back thousands of years. This always was and always will be Aboriginal land.
Hovering is intended for a mature audience. It contains strong language and adult themes, including references to sex and drug use. Listener discretion is advised. Alex Duncan and Plot Twist present Hovering, Episode 3, Suspicious Behaviour.
Interview with Leonard Allagan, Monday the 2nd of September, 10:23 a.m. Okay. So, why were you speeding?
I'm really sorry. I wasn't thinking.
You could have killed someone.
Yeah. Sorry.
You said you had a panic attack just before I caught you.
Hey?
When you called the police station and reported seeing something in the sky. You later retracted that statement and said you'd had a panic attack.
Yeah.
And this is all on record. So you understand if we find out you were loose with the truth, there may be consequences.
Sure.
As long as I'm clear on that.
Crystal.
Leo, when you called the first time to report this thing.
Which was a mistake.
Right, okay. Were you alone?
Definitely.
And where were you?
Hey?
I mean, were you at home? Or I guess you mustn't have been at home because that's where you said you were headed after when I caught you speeding.
Yeah, I wasn't.
So where were you? Were you at the beach?
Yeah.
Which one? Leo, this is just going to be a lot easier for both of us if you talk to me.
Baker's Bay. At the Rocks.
That's a pretty secluded area. What were you doing there?
Fishing.
On your own?
Yeah. Fishing on my own. Lots of people go fishing on their own. What's the big deal? I thought you got me in here because of speeding.
I'm just trying to understand the situation.
Well, the situation is that I was on the rocks at Baker's Bay fishing and I
had a panic attack.
Yeah.
Was there a particularly big fish? Or...
Yeah.
Leo, do you recognize this? For the record, I'm now showing Leo a drawing of a round silver thing, which is synonymous with reports from other witnesses. We have two other witnesses from that night saying they saw something like this in the sky near Baker's Bay. If you didn't see it, maybe you could help us understand how they came up with exactly the same story as you, which you're now denying.
I did see it.
You did see it.
It looked exactly like this.
Did it scare you? Is that why you bolted?
Yeah. But it was a dream.
It felt like a dream.
No. It was a dream.
The same dream two other people had at exactly the same time in two separate locations.
Yeah. Yeah.
Leo, who was with you? I know there was someone there. It was a woman's voice.
I feel unwell, actually.
Do you know Tennille Harris, who works at Deirdre's on Short Street?
Can we stop? I don't feel good. I really just don't feel
okay,
good.
Okay, just tell me about the dream. Did it make a noise? Did you hear
clicking? I need a bucket.
Tell me, and I'll get you a bucket. For the record, Leo has just vomited on the interview desk and floor and chair and my shoes.
I'm gonna go.
No, you're not. You can't walk out of here.
Your mum said I could go whenever I wanted. She's the boss, right?
Technically, but...
Great.
This is Toby Arcot. Attempt to bring local law enforcement on board have failed, leaving me no choice but to undergo investigation solo. It could be dangerous. It could be deadly. I have surrendered my sketch of the incident to the authorities, but kept other information secret until I can further ascertain their trustworthiness. This is big. Government infiltration possible, even likely.
Hey, Toby.
Oh. Hi, Hazel.
What are you doing?
School project.
Can I see?
Oh, sorry. Authorised personnel only.
Can I sit with you then? Olivia just made everyone in Mrs. Meaton's class play Kiss Chasey so she could hook up with Jake Matchin, and now Daniel won't leave me alone.
Okay, but don't talk.
What are you recording?
It's classified.
So, should I go, or...?
Nah, it's cool. You can hang around.
Thanks.
Investigation to be halted until later in the hour.
What are you investigating?
I told you, it's classified.
Don't you need to ask people questions if you're investigating something?
Too dangerous.
Maybe I know something you don't know.
Unlikely.
My dad got interviewed by the police this morning.
Investigation reinitiated.
He thought I didn't know, but I saw the name when the phone lit up.
What was the name?
Carl Grinham.
When did you go to bed last night?
Is this a formal interview now?
Yeah. Hazel Alaken, innocent town person. Popular at school. Still nice though. Impressively long hair.
Thanks.
Answer the question.
What was the question again?
When did you go to bed last night?
9:30. Why?
Did you awaken at any time during the night?
No. Should I have?
Probably.
Actually, I did. I forgot I did.
What awakened you?
Dad coming home.
What time was this?
I don't know. Night time.
Helpful.
Well, I don't know. He was trying not to make noise. He's been leaving after I've gone to bed lots. He thinks I don't notice, but I can hear the door click shut and the car.
Where does he go?
I don't know.
Interesting. Interesting. How did he seem this morning, before the police interview?
Normal. But his normal has been pretty weird for a while.
So not more weird than normal?
I guess he kind of did seem more distracted, like he'd had a bad night's sleep. What do you think he did?
Potentially nothing. I'd say he's probably just a witness. But it is interesting he's been secretly leaving the premises on a regular basis.
Yeah, for like a month now. Not every night, like twice a week. And he normally makes a big deal about that I have to go to bed and puts all the lights out and makes a big fuss.
And then leaves.
Yeah.
And then comes back.
Well, yeah, he's always there in the morning. Sometimes I don't wake up, though.
And have you interrogated him about his behaviour?
No.
Good. Smart move. Oh, hey. Hazel. Isn't that your dad over there?
Hey. Oh. Oh, yeah. Hey, Dad! He's going to D-block. Totally heard me.
He's pretending not to.
Dad!
Okay, Hazel. You can stay here in relative peace and happiness, or you can come with me and learn the truth. What do you choose?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to spy on him.
I'm totally coming.
Can you see him? He's talking to someone down the hall. Give me a second to get these set up. They've gone into 7H. He's with Miss Smeaton. I can't see from here.
Shh.
It's not loud enough. Pull the window open a bit.
Stay down. They'll see you.
Okay, okay. Give me a break. Is that better?
Shh.
I still can't hear them. The mic's picking him up. Hang on.
Kyle knows.
Kyle knows nothing about me.
He knows I was with someone.
I just don't want this to get any more complicated. You know...
Other people saw it. He had a picture.
I can't... This is not a game to me. I could lose my job. I could lose my family. You promised me that this was going to stay between us. That was the deal from day one.
We didn't know this was going to happen.
Nothing happened.
Yes, it did. You were there. You...
Nothing happened.
What am I meant to say to Kyle?
Deny it.
He knows I saw something. He knows someone was with me.
So deny it.
We experienced something together that maybe nobody has ever experienced before. I feel closer to you than anyone.
I don't believe that for a second. I know what this has been for you. I'm not naive.
I'm not going to pretend nothing happened.
But that's mad, Leo, because it never happened. And if anybody asks, you deny it to their face point blank over and over until they leave you alone. It will go away. I promise.
Why would I agree to do that?
Okay, let me put it this way. By the time I finish this sentence, I will have entirely stopped thinking about whatever happened last night, and if you choose not to do the same thing, fine. But I will tell anyone who asks that you're deranged, and they will believe me. I'm done. This is not what we agreed on. Goodbye. Thanks for coming in, Leonard. If you have any other concerns about Hazel, please don't hesitate to get in touch.
Stay down!
I don't understand.
They saw it too.
Saw what? What's going on?
Hazel, I have to show you something, but I'm only going to show you if you promise to believe me.
Toby, just show me. You're such an emo.
I'm serious.
Okay.
Don't scream.
Hurry up.
Oh my God.
Is this real?
Yeah.
This happened last night.
Yeah.
Did the police know about this?
Yeah, but they haven't seen the video.
Why not?
I can't trust us anyone with this. They'll be after us. Looking for a way to cover it up.
Who?
I don't know. Government agencies, ACO, the CIA. It's inconvenient.
Can you stop talking like that?
I'm not joking. Anyone who saw that thing. We're targets. You too.
You're scaring me.
Time to be scared, Hazel. Time to be scared.
Hovering was written and directed by Alex Duncan. It was produced by Alex Duncan and Claire Frost. Our series is performed by Alex Duncan, Simon Caulfield, Shane Francis, Artemis Ioannidis, Lily Fish, John Mark Desengano, Maud Davey, Veronica Thomas, Margot Morales, Tariro Mavondo, Aaron Walton, Rihanna Curran, Jules Stevens, Lucy Lovegrove, and Caitlin Spears. Sound recording and dialogue editing by Claire Frost. Additional sound recording by Stupid Old Studios and Daniel Burnett. Special thanks to Creative Kicks Media. Sound design and mixing by Melissa May. Music composed by Audrey Vixen. Cover art by Phoenix Wardell. Full credits and further information available in our show notes.
Hi, you've been listening to Hovering. You can support us by joining Apollo Plus through the Apollo Podcasts app or by going to apollopods.com. Thanks very much for listening.